Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. Things have really been kicking into a high gear, of course, in the world of pro rodeo as the summer kicked off. We had rodeos from the West Coast to the Northwest and down South over the weekend with a lot to talk about. First things first, on today's episode, I'm going to throw it on over to the West Coast and introduce you guys to a California circuit guy, Preston Burgess. Preston heads for Cody Cowden, which should be a familiar name. Cody has 8 NFR qualifications under his belt, and he was a longtime and successful helper at the Cinch Timed event. Preston and Cody recently won Santa Maria, I think 2 weekends ago now, and they had some luck in Livermore this weekend, and they're steadily climbing the California circuit standings. Preston and I actually high school rodeoed together. We've been friends since, I think, junior high. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to bring him on the Short Score and talk a little bit about the California circuit, roping with Cody, their recent climb in the standings, and more. I hope you guys enjoy this little conversation we had, brought to you by our friends at Purina. I guess to kind of start it off, tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe what you do outside of rodeo and how you got into it, that type of deal.
I am Preston Lee Burgess. I'm 25 years old. I got into rodeoing because I wasn't fast enough on a dirt bike.
That is true, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it is.
When did you kind of make the switch? Like, when did you start roping?
Probably about 10 years old.
Really?
I didn't really take it serious until about then.
You always, like, you grew up with a rope in your hand anyways, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, you just told me, but what do you do outside of rodeo for work?
I'm either working or golfing or fishing.
You have become quite the golfer, haven't you? I've seen.
Yeah. I swing the clubs, but I'm not any good at it.
Gotcha. And what do you do for work?
I'm a horseshoer, and I work at Turlock Livestock Auction House.
Tell me a little bit about growing up. You guys had an arena and put on rope-ins, didn't you?
Yep. I had a lot of roping at a young age.
Yeah. Was it Lucky B Acres? Is that what it was called?
Yep.
I feel like even though you rode dirt bikes as a kid, like you kind of had no choice. You were going to end up growing up in rope.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There wasn't no getting around that.
I mean, I feel like not a lot of kids have that opportunity though, to be like around it 24/7, like you maybe were.
Yeah. That's the nicest part, I think, about it is just the how lucky we are to get to do it.
I know you guys weren't leading the circuit, but I mean, I feel like the last few weeks, maybe even the month, you guys have literally cashed in at every circuit rodeo you've gone to. Kind of give me a recap of the year so far, especially these last few weeks with like Redding and Santa Maria, that type of deal.
Yeah, it was pretty slow at the beginning of the year. You know, we tried to do a few things different and it wasn't really going our way. And then all of a sudden we kind of just told ourselves that we dug a hole and it's time to dig ourselves out. And I don't know. I just think we've been drawing some good steers. The last couple of rodeos we've gone to, it just kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm. Breakdown, I mean, you guys won Santa Maria. That's a good circuit one to win. Break down those runs for me, if you don't mind.
Oh, it was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I was kind of going in there with the mindset of just turning 2 steers and just seeing where we placed, and Cody cleaned them up quick and we ended up winning it.
What's the summer going to look like for you guys?
We'll probably just stay out in California.
Mm-hmm.
Try and pick the good rodeos to go to, maybe a couple CCA rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to stay out here.
Yeah. I feel like the California circuit's not a bad one to stick around. Like, there's a lot of money there, I feel like, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, there's still some good rodeos left, like Sonoma, San Ynez, Salinas.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some good rodeos left.
Do you feel like people look down on the California circuit or, like, don't expect much out of it? Like, they have their own opinion of it?
Oh, yeah, probably. If they're not cool enough to come hang out here with us, they probably do have their own opinion.
Enjoy the perfect weather all summer.
Yeah, it is.
If you had to pick, okay, this is not important at all, but if you had to pick a favorite circuit rodeo, what would it be?
Probably has to be Salinas.
I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah, exactly. Big week.
What do you think, kind of in the same vein, what do you wish, and this might be a hard question off the bat, but what do you wish people knew about rodeoing in the California circuit?
It's pretty nice. We got pretty genuine rodeo judges, and it's pretty kickback.
I like the subtle plug of the judges.
I think everybody should feel welcome to come out here to our rodeo.
Yeah. And Salinas is the best strawberries and the best weather. It's
the best of the best. My favorite rodeo of the year right there.
Switching gears, kind of, tell me a little bit about roping with Cody. How did that, I mean, I know Will and you have been friends forever. You've known Cody your entire life, I'm assuming, but how that kind of came about, that partnership.
Yeah, we've roped together a lot throughout my life, and kind of just, I don't know. He had his new partner for a little while, and I kind of had my own partner, and then we decided that we wanted to, and we just got back into it. Finally started winning, and now it's starting to get fun.
Mm-hmm. What is it like roping with Cody?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah,
it's really fun. It's really fun when we do good. For the most part, we try to keep it fun.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be intense to rope with.
Oh, for sure. He takes it serious, and it's what he's done. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's done it longer than I've been alive. So,
at a good point.
Professional level. So. He takes it really serious. Yes.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since he last made the NFR, but I'm sure that's still got to be cool. He's got what, 8 finals trips to his name?
Yeah, he made the NFR 8 times.
So does he have many like wisdom that he shares you or roping advice? Like, is he just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to pro rodeo? Or
he's told me a lot of things. Like this year, I realized a lot too. Like him saying where some rodeos the steers are better towards the end. He's got some knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the horses that you have going right now.
I just have my same red horse right now that I've been riding since the high school rodeo days.
Really?
He's been pretty good to me. He still scores good. He doesn't take my head rope away from me yet, so
that's good. Yeah,
he gets the call more times than not.
How old would he be now? Do you know?
I think he turns 20 this year.
Really?
Yeah, he's got some age on him.
Which, I mean, I feel like that's impressive considering it's not like California's full of short and fast setups, like scores at least.
Yeah, he scores so good. That's kind of the deal breaker with me.
Yeah.
Why I keep riding them.
That makes sense, yeah. How did that horse come about? I mean,
when I was, I think, 5 years old, 5 or 6 years old, Ron Gone out of Augustine was moving to Oregon, and we had a bunch of, he had a couple brood mares, ranch horses, mm-hmm. and my dad bought the brood mare with my gray horse on her side, mm-hmm. and my red horse that I'm riding now in her belly, and then we just, rode them around and started making runs on them. Lane Lafayette roped on them a little bit when I was younger. And then right about the time we got them going to where they were dialed in, I started taking them to jackpots. The rest is history after that.
I never knew that he really was like you guys made him. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't got enough money to buy a head horse that's as cool as him.
Yeah.
That's from,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that I think that's even neater. How long? I mean, you guys have grown up together. It sounds like pretty much.
Yep.
Kind of circling back to California, I was thinking about it. People probably don't realize the area of California where you grew up and how like cowboy heavy that area is, huh?
Yeah, it's still cowboy.
Yeah.
At one time it was pretty big, and there's a lot of original cowboys from around here, but mm-hmm. it's kind of died off a little bit, but they're still here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, you've got Cody, you've got Daniel Green over in Oakdale, right?
Yep. Monty Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a handful of them around here.
Yeah. I would assume. Okay. Another dumb question. You probably grew up watching them rope then.
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
Like firsthand and know. Well, you're really close with Monty Joe and them too, aren't you? Or did I make that up?
Very good friend of mine.
I feel like you've really only circuit rodeoed since you bought your card, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because I feel like growing up, which, like I said, I mean, we were friends growing up, so I was probably biased, but I feel like everybody expected or thought that you would go and rodeo hard, maybe try to make the finals. I mean, why have you kind of stayed on the circuit front?
I just don't think I have the horsepower to go to 80 to 100 rodeos in a year and then jackpot it on the way to the other rodeo. And, you know, it's just kind of, I think it was just more than anything. If it's something that was going to happen, I think I was just going to have to wait. When the opportunity presents itself, I'll go ahead. But
yeah. Is there anything you were just dying for me to ask?
It did take me about a month and a half to grow my handlebar mustache. Oh. I don't know if that needs to go on that.
What inspired you to grow that?
Well, I was always a Yosemite Sam fan growing up as a kid, but I'm also a Hulk Hogan fan too, so.
Oh my God.
Kind of in between.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop in your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina Replenimash product. Now, as I mentioned, there were pro rodeos everywhere over the weekend. So, as promised, a little bit of a recap of who won what over the weekend at some of the bigger rodeos. Up in the Northwest, Sisters Oregon saw Hagen Peterson and Chase Tryon take home the win at the 4.8 for $5,034 per man. Coy Rahman and Ross Ashford won Livermore, California with a 5.2 second run for $3,556 each. Over in Oklahoma at Woodward, Jake Clay and Trey Yates pocketed $3,655 a man for the win with a 4.6 second run. And down in Weatherford, Texas, Corey Kidd and Dustin Davis took the win with a 4.4 for $3,320 each. Thank you guys for tagging along for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you to our friends over at Purina. Like I said, make sure you check out Purina Replenimash once you get done listening to this episode.